The 2016 Democratic presidential primary was, in some ways, as much a referendum on the nominating process as it was on the candidates themselves. A key committee at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia has now decided to curb the influence of so-called superdelegates on the primary process. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld is in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention, and he talked with some of the Vermonters who led the push for those changes.
About 170 people spent more than 10 hours inside a windowless conference room in downtown Philadelphia on Saturday. 69 of them had been chosen by Bernie Sanders to represent his campaign on what's known as the Democratic Party's Standing Committee on Rules.
There were people in the hallway chanting loudly to end superdelegates altogether, to eliminate the system. And I think that's what I had come into yesterday, signed on to a proposal to do.
That's Anthony Yarapino, a Montpelier lawyer and one of Sanders' picks for the Rules Committee.
They just didn't understand why you would have this class of delegate and give them this outsized responsibility or authority in the process.
The role of superdelegates in the 2016 election became a flashpoint even before the first primary votes were cast. Superdelegates consist in part of elected officials, fundraisers, and party bigwigs who get to vote for whichever candidate they choose, no matter the popular vote in the state they represent. Sanders supporters say the system gives undue influence to insider elites, and on Saturday, they clashed for hours with Clinton's people over the future of superdelegates.
People's tempers were getting short on both sides because it was just so frustrating that there was seemingly no genuine dialogue, just people talking past them.
The Sanders camp wasn't able to convince their counterparts from the Clinton campaign to do away with superdelegates entirely, but the committee approved a compromise wherein a so-called unity commission will draft a plan to drastically reduce the number of superdelegates in time for the 2020 elections.
It's a much smaller group. You know, it's a change down from like 700 plus to 200 plus.
Yarapino says Clinton's representatives on the Rules Committee rejected several resolutions that would have done away with superdelegates altogether.
What we Bernie people were trying to help them understand is the American people are skeptical of the Democratic Party and of establishment politics altogether. And if you don't do something to show them that you've heard that skepticism, that you're going to reform and make your party more inclusive and more transparent, that's going to help Trump.
The specifics of the new electoral regime, however, now rests in the hands of a yet-to-be-named 21-person commission that won't produce a proposal for 18 months.
You know, it's not a done deal. This commission is going to need to be watched. People have to participate.
Terry Anderson is one of the people who will be doing the watching. Anderson is a Montgomery resident and longtime political activist who in May was elected to serve as one of Vermont's four representatives on the Democratic National Committee. That's the group that will appoint the commission and the one that will approve or deny its proposal.
So my hope is that they have the time and the resources to get meaningful input from across the party, to listen to experts about what they say about some of those questions.
Anderson says past DNC commissions have yielded little in the way of meaningful reform. Anderson says he's optimistic that this time will be different.
There's a real sense that, you know, these issues have been floating out there long enough. They've been the subject of debate and controversy. I think the party knows they need to at least address them and deal with them.
The resolution to create the Unity Commission goes up for a final vote before the full Democratic convention on Monday. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.